Hello, my sweet little darling. Are you ready to spend some rather comfy time wrapped up with me for a little while? Good. Then I'm assuming you've taken the time to read through the tags. Make sure you have a comfortable listening environment with few distractions. And of course, have taken care of any of your bodily needs that you need to. With all that out of the way, let's get started. Because I know you want to get wrapped up inside of all these wonderful ideas that I have. It is a delicious feeling after all getting coated in soft silk. And visiting a dryer can be so much fun when you realize that there's lovely dryers out there that just want to give you personal attention and care. Wholesome dryers. And with that, while one can certainly indulge in encasing themselves in a comfortable, cozy space, it's easy, isn't it? Just like falling into that comfortable, soft, smooth rhythm that I just bring with me as I speak to you. Falling into that line, into that pull, into that drag, into that string. It's easy to do. To let yourself be pulled by that. To let those words with their softness pull you along. Drag you into that nice cozy space. Keep you captured and fully enthralled with those words. That's the fun thing about getting wrapped up by simple spoken statements. Each word that follows the next, starting the first that followed the third. Each piece that built from the last, making anew a thing for you. A component, a strand, a string, a syllable stretched out softly. A sibilant thing, that's all it needs to be, a string, a string, a string, a string that wraps, a strand that straps and captures, a simple web woven from words, so easily caressing and grabbing and gripping. The mind itself is easily captured when you do it just so, when you weave with such expertise, when you pull one's mind to and fro. It can feel good to be wrapped up like that, to lose track of where you are, to let the words pull, each the next and the first to the last, the third to the best and the best to the last, the words that connect, the components that make, so easy to let go into that. After all, thinking becomes a glacial thing, something that doesn't keep up with the strands. No, it's something that cools and demands that you let go. Because why hang on to something when it just makes you feel so slow? And when you let go, you're in that wrapped up, pulled in attention, grabbing space where you're waiting for the next part of the story, the strand of silk to fall, the idea that will wrap you up oh so easily as you fall and slip and slide into that cozy place. As you glide down that silken strand, that story pulling you abruptly about face into that. See how easy it can be to drift from me now, to lose track of the place you started, the where you're ending, and how you began, to let go and spin down, down evermore. A web woven, a story built, an idea so easily dealt to you. And all you need do is let go. Let those words pull you along, knowing that if you ever need to step from this song, you have that ability. But we both know you want to embrace and enjoy and indulge and face what we've brought together today. Isn't that right? Hmm. Drift now as I pull those strands, drift further and further into that empty space, into that blank and delicious place, that oh so easily lost idea, a mind clean and blank, like snow unsullied falling on a winter's night, like mind melting, dropping in the dark of night, into a cold room. The radiance of heat from one side where the fire built, not enough to truly bring the heat back into one's frigid bones, leaving one wishing for more. Leaving one wishing for the opportunity to get out of the cold. One might feel the idea of the cold. Its icy touch, its nip, an aversion to being uncovered, a desire to be wrapped up. And, well, an opportunity has presented itself. The sweet, darling, Dryder friend. Oh, how you've thought about that, haven't you? Drawn to the idea of letting her wrap you up. She's asked before, and you weren't sure. You know you like to be tied. You know you like to be restrained. But sometimes you wonder what it's like to be encased in soft silk, to struggle pointlessly, fruitlessly. To be so warm and safe in her care. And so you'd finally asked her in return, to her excited glee, a grin only slightly uncanny. Bountiful breasts, an easy body, slender and elegant, pedipalps placed well, limbs very delicate. Just like her, and yet so dangerous in all the best ways. She's definitely eager to give this a go. As she leads you to the center of the room, carefully walking up behind you. It's easy to realize just how quickly she could wrap you. You've seen her toss silk before. But she instead decides to be leisurely and gentle, beginning her work from the beginning of you, starting low and easy, down your feet and toes, wrapping the first strands around you. As she begins to rise up onto her legs, towering above you, working the silk out from her spinneret. Letting it fall carefully as she turns you, gently holding you so tenderly as the silk wraps up and up. That soft pillowiness turning to a gentle constriction, that unyielding but barely stretchy softness can just work its way up, imagining now what it'll feel like when it gets all the way up and we've only gotten past your feet. Feeling that gentle pressure grow as she works the silk higher, strand after strand, around your calves and up towards your knees, pulling you tight, making standing a challenge, but she won't let you fall. She's got you close as she turns the silk in you gently and slowly, working it higher still, until bit by bit it comes past your knees. Feeling that gentle squeeze, that soft, silken fall upon your skin. Already a gentle warmth beginning to grow. As she works higher now up your legs, towards the tops of your thighs. It feels pretty good to get lost like this, doesn't it? To feel them grow all the more encased, to let go all the more encased, to grow more and more encased. Feeling that silk wrapping around your thighs at the very top, slowly beginning to squeeze up past your hips, beginning to pin your hands gently to your thighs a little bit as she carefully pulls them free and tightens the silk, reminding you, "Don't worry, we'll add those soon enough, dear. I have plans," as she works the silk higher still, pulling that strand tight around your stomach and your back, feeling that gentle grip restricting you more and more, feeling like you're wearing a tight garment that gives the support that one could only imagine, the smooth, soft silk passing your tummy, up to your ribs, a little less strong as it finishes here, as she leaves intentional little bits of looseness to make it so your diaphragm can move all the easier. After all, she's tender, she's caring. She's certainly staring down at you in a way that makes a shiver send its way up, up, up one's spine. That look for an instant, a flash of that hunger as she works the silk up you, further and further still, passing your chest, over your shoulders, and then carefully down your arms, as she begins to do each individually, starting with the left, down, 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 wrapped until your hand is just flattened, comfortably relaxed in a neutral pose, and then down, down, down the right arm, and all the same still, as she pulls your arms against your side and gently wraps loose strands of silk that seem to firm up, to grip tightly with only a few layers until your arms are plastered to your sides so gently that you can squirm and wiggle, but they won't come loose. Feeling that helplessness really setting in now as she wraps the top of the silk over, over, and over your shoulders, gently around your neck. Well, you look utterly helpless now, dear. To emphasize this, she gently tweaks the silk strand coming from the back of your neck, causing you to feel like you're going to fall until the support of the silk just holds you there, off kilter, still vertical, mostly. I hope that's helping with the cold, but why don't I pick you up? Why don't I lift you close and we'll snuggle for a little? Feeling her arms scooping you as she maneuvers back towards a silken couch-like section of webbing, the far side of the chamber, pulling you close and arranging herself comfortably as she strokes a hand down the side of your cheek and gives you scratches across the top of your head. Gently snuggling you close, letting you just feel the warmth and security of that silken restraint, letting you drift for a while in that helpless warmth, held against her, feeling her radiance passing into you, drifting, tethered, leashed, wrapped, under a silken snowfall that covers all, feeling that gentle softness as she holds you close, wrapped up and cozy, so easy to let go and drift. Feeling the snugness as you squirm, reminding you of how utterly helpless you are, and yet how utterly safe. It feels good, doesn't it? To squirm a little, to realize how secure you are. No chance of going anywhere. It's easy to drift like that. Easy to get lost. Easy to be. Easy to be blank and cozy and warm and soft and snuggly. Just drifting, sliding, gliding, drip, drip, dropping away and falling down into that cozy space between spaces That place between places, that idea that we've built. Letting it go except for the memories, to indulge in it again when you wish. But for now, drifting, one, more and more. Two, towards our world. Three, feel your body. Four, more for me. And five, six, seven, eight, almost there. Nine, that gentle pull towards wakefulness, that awareness of one's body. And 10, wide awake. Thank you so very much for listening.